Welcome back, folks.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
We're back indeed.
For
the
last.
The sixth,
but technically the last.
Episode.
With your one and only, Jerome.
Yeah, it's unfortunately my last episode. I am going back to Montreal, back to the home.
Back to the homeland.
Back to the homeland, indeed.
And then, where are you going after
going
that?
Going to France. Paris,
ooh,
bébé!
Ooh.
So I'm going to France for a
That's
year.
That's going to be so fun, but I'm also not mad about it at all.
I'm very sad.
It's necessary.
It's necessary indeed, but it's definitely very sad in its own way. And I mean, this project is going to continue. Lil's makes bills.
Not making bills right now, but soon to be.
Soon to be.
Soon to be.
Continuing to carry, to keep the castle safe, you know.
Yeah, the homestead.
The homestead clean.
I'm protecting the ranch.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Whilst I'm going to be, you know, like to pull out a Minecraft metaphor, I'm going like to mine and you're keeping the house safe from the creepers.
Exactly. From the creepers.
From the creepers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, which brings us to today's theme.
Yeah.
Because we're saying sayonara to Jerome, we thought that we'd say our own goodbye songs.
Uh-huh.
What does goodbye mean to you, Jerome?
Goodbye means a lot of things. It has like this negative connotation, but it can also mean beautiful things.
Yes.
And that's why I started this, like we started the show with Freed from Desire, because sometimes when you say like goodbye to like unhealthy habits, to unhealthy people, to like situations that you don't need, that, you know, you get freed and you just get to experience what life is about.
No, I agree. And that's what this song kind of makes me feel like that I'm about to play right now.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it feels very, whenever I think of a goodbye, I think of like closing credits to a movie.
Okay.
But you know, there could be a prequel, there could be a sequel, there could be, you know, many movies after this, but it just feels like you're just like closing a chapter, you know?
Turning a page,
exactly. And so this song just like really embodies this to me. It's called Age of Consent by New Order. It is my favorite New Order song. It is so good. And to me, it's like the most ultimate goodbye song ever.
Okay.
So we're starting with a bang.
Starting with a banger.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Really great. That was beautiful.
I know. I love that song so much.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
It's like, it's kind of melancholic in the sense where it's like, I don't know, the lyrics are just beautiful. It just like, it makes you feel like you're in like a teen drama movie.
Yeah.
And like you've just got accepted to college and you're like running down like your old neighborhood street, just like having the time of your life. And you're like, I'm about to start like a brand new chapter for myself. That's what that song brings out.
Interesting. I love like shout out to our friends that started I am always using this now. It's so fun.
Especially it's like so versatile. You could be like interesting, or you could be like
This guy got like whoop from my work, and then my boss came and he told me like last week, and he was like, oh, by the way, blah 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 is not with us anymore. And I was like, oh, interesting. And then I just realized,
oh, so you're saying you that there's can't a position use... open.
I was just like, interesting. Okay. Anyway, change of subject. This next song is about like goodbyes not really happening, or at least not happening like you want them to happen.
Ooh, now that's a good way to put this. I like that.
So it's during my childhood, we were driving all around Europe and like constantly every weekend we would go on a road trip and we would always play Adele. And I just have this song.
Me too.
I mean, Adele is so like,
She's amazing. I love her.
And this is from 21, which
arguably so good.
It's her best.
Oh. Yeah, it's the best. Hot take. It's the best.
I think it's a lukewarm take.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly,
yeah. It's like,
because
like
you have 25
agree.
Where she says like hello.
Yeah.
And then there's,
and like semi love to your new lover. I love that.
And
song.
Then 19 is just like not mature enough. So I think 21 is the perfect.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's
so good. The song is He Won't Go. And I just have like these vibrant memories of being on the road listening to this absolute banger with my family. Like going, I don't know, to like Amsterdam or Brussels or whatever we were doing that weekend. So He Won't Go, Adele.
As I lose my mind, reminded by things I find, like notes and clothes you've left behind. Wake me up when all is done. I won't rise until this battle's won. My dignity's become undone, but I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take. I'm so scared to step into this ride. What if I lose my heart and fail to climb? I won't forgive me if I give up trying. I heard his voice today. I didn't know a single word he said. Now I'm resemblance to the man I met. Just a vague and broken boy instead. But I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take the risk. I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take the risk. There will be times we'll try and give it up, but but nothing will ever taint us.
Adele.
Banger.
Adele. She never misses.
Yeah, and her like performances too are so good, like consistently. And she seems like, I just want to have a chat with her, honestly.
Honestly, I would love to hang out with Adele. Like dream blood rotation, Adele is in it.
Yes. No, honestly,
I would,
she's so cool.
Love.
Yeah, she's such like a powerful woman.
Yeah, she really is.
You know, like she just does the stuff that
she does it
flawlessly.
Yeah, it's not like, I think, you know, it's not the, how can I phrase that? It's not like, she does it differently than, let's say, like the other, like, pop stars-ish, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like, let's say, like, Taylor Swift. Like, she's doing it completely different than Adele has been doing it for, like, 15 years.
She does, like, in a much more, like, mature manner.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you just feel like you should have, like, a glass of wine in your hand.
I think it's, like, way more, like, European and British, like, to do it that way than, like...
And it's, like, way less, like, in your face.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's just, like, yeah, she's, like, yeah, I know, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. And Lily and I were just talking about social media, and, like, I said goodbye to my... Instagram account.
To your main Instagram
account. Instagram account this week. And, well, she said goodbye to social media, too.
She did?
Yeah, because I saw an interview, and she was like, I can't do social media because then I just get, like, drunk and post.
And then she's so good.
And she was like, you know, I posted one thing, and it was the photo of her in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that got really, like, a lot of backlash.
I don't even remember seeing
that. Because
she
was with, like, Cleo Soul and Stormzy in Jamaica. And she was, like, I don't know. I think she had, like braids or whatever.
Okay.
So, there was backlash. Mm-hmm. And then she was, like, my, like, team doesn't let me have my social media account. Like, I said bye-bye to all my social media accounts.
Wow. Yeah. You just like her.
So, she's inspiring us.
Well, speaking of powerful women, this next song that I... have played. I actually don't know what the artist is called.
It's Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria Gaynor. So good.
2-time Grammy Award winner, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised. It honestly falls into the same like category as being like a goodbye that was kind of not the greatest or a goodbye that is something that you didn't want. But you know, you persevere through it.
Exactly.
And you show your true colors and you be who you are and you will survive, Jerome.
Oh.
You will survive.
Thanks, babe. I will survive the single version.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And saw your back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go. Walk out. You're not welcome.
This is like, wow. It's so good.
It's so good. It just makes you feel like so empowered, you know? Mm-hmm. You're like, if anything.
I love the hand. Hey. I wish everyone saw the hand. It was great.
Hey, you know, I'm very like theatrical with how
of
I talk.
Of course,
I have
as
to.
You should.
I think it's the dance. Who knows?
Who knows? But it's the way to go for sure.
It's like the type of song where it's like, if that like one thing or situation just didn't work out for you, mm-hmm. there's always like another thing around the corner.
Exactly.
You will survive.
Mm-hmm,
it's
you
beautiful.
Will. And it makes me like, you reference the Just Dance, like, to the,
yeah,
I mean,
I did.
Can we just say a shout out to Just Dance?
Shout out to Just Dance.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing.
Honestly, like, hot take. Ooh. I literally sometimes when I'm really bored in my room or just like realize that I haven't like moved all day, I'll look up on YouTube like Just Dance.
I love that.
And I'll like do like the Man Eater one. Mm-hmm. That is a fun one. Or Heart of Glass, like from the OG first Just Dance. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I will survive that.
You will. So the next song, I mean, is a like Le Rituel episode complete without a Charlotte Carlin song? I
don't, honestly, yeah.
I don't think it is. I think we really need a Charlotte Carlin song every ritual.
Yeah, we have to.
We have to.
It's like, did we do it last?
I don't believe so.
I don't think we did.
Oh my god, it's been a while since we blessed the ears of our listeners with some Charlotte Carlin.
Okay, we must though. Now.
We must. And she has this song called Je Quitte, and it means I'm leaving.
Ooh.
So it's perfectly on
perfect.
Theme. Like,
I love it.
Ugh, so Je Quitte from Charlotte Carlin of her album Phoenix.
J'ai bien compris. Tu danses vers les autres rives, tout au ralenti, sans fil, s'avance vers nos zones grises. Je dors quand tu pars et je sors quand tu tardes. Mon rôle quand tu râles est de calmer ton vacarme. Nos corps qui s'éteignent. Toi tu mords quand tu m'aimes. Moi je meurs quand tu m'aimes. Je quitte. Mais je ne te quitte pas. Oui, je quitte. Mais je ne te quitte pas. Je passe tes passifs. Je t'embrasse un instant furtif. L'ombre de ton nom brille dans la chambre. Toute celle que je te chante. Tu dors quand je parle et tu sors quand je bavarde. Je suis seule, on part et je me pose et je chiale. Et nos corps qui s'éteignent. Moi je mords quand je t'aime. Je meurs mais je t'aime. Je quitte. Je quitte, mais je ne te quitte pas. Je quitte, mais je ne te quitte pas. Oui, je quitte, mais je ne te quitte pas.
Distance of a crisis in our
Ugh, what a beautiful song.
Little Heartbroken King.
I know. I was singing. Like, I was, no, belting. I was screaming in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. What does that song mean to you, Jerome?
I mean, I think it's just like saying goodbye, and it's like, oh, maybe like our path will like cross again in the future. But until then, I just wish you the best. And that's what she says in French. So, yeah. I mean, it's just like goodbyes don't always have to be like, you know, dramatic.
Exactly. I like the lines in movies where they're like, this isn't goodbye. It's just see you later.
Exactly.
Like, you know, those like really cheesy lines.
But
I honestly eat it up.
I eat it up too. And I think it's the way to see like goodbyes and
me
things
too.
Like that.
When people are like, oh, this is like forever goodbye. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. Exactly.
It ain't.
And that's why I think that this next song also kind of falls into the same category. Because, like, if you listen to the lyrics, it's These Sacred Souls, Will I See You Again? I love this song. It's so good. And it's just, like, it's the kind of goodbye where it's, like, will I see you again? Mm-hmm. Probably. I probably will. And it's just beautiful. I'd say just play it.
That was so beautiful.
Isn't that such a great song?
I loved it. I added it to three of my playlists.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
A Plus, which is my playlist for packing.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's my BCF, like BC Ferry playlist, which is like very soothing that I listen when I'm on ferries.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like another like soothing playlist.
Ooh.
But that ties in to the next song that I want to play. So it's not at all about like... It's not at all about like goodbyes.
Oh.
It's just a song that I've constantly been listening to whilst making my boxes.
Boxes?
Like carbon. Yeah,
packing. Oh, I was like, what?
And I believe it's like some dub from Brazil. Mm-hmm. Some house music from Brazil, but it is so good.
Well, I guess that kind of connects with goodbye because it's like you're moving.
Yeah, we can tie it
you
like
could
that.
You can tie it into that.
Yeah, everything is about like perception, so let's perceive it.
You're talking to a fine arts major. Exactly. Like, you gotta tie everything into anything.
Exactly. So it's called Testa. It's by Lorenzo _ BITW. And it is so good. So I'm gonna bless your ears. Pop a little dance move for us.
Just added that to my playlist. Like, that was so good.
It's so good. I discovered it because at work it was playing and I just pulled out my phone and Shazammed.
Yeah.
And it was, ugh, I love.
That would motivate me for packing.
Oh my good, because sure. You know you need some motivation to pack.
Yeah. No, literally.
Uh-huh.
You need some guidance. Well, I feel like, especially with like electronic or house music, mm-hmm. it also helps me like study too mm-hmm. because there's no like set beat
yeah.
or like I guess there's a set beat but like there's no lyrics mm-hmm. so it's like your brain can just zone out and you just need to you gotta do what you gotta do. Exactly. It's like Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Controlling me.
Fair but enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next song is from Daft Punk.
Our communal.
It's our communal endeavor.
Literally. Daft Punk is, it's definitely a controlling force in our lives.
Yeah, we really love Daft Punk over here. And it's something about us, so.
Something about us.
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you so much, babe.
You know, I'll call you, so it doesn't matter. Yes. That's the power of technology, folks.
Honestly, so grateful.
So great. Hence why I probably won't ever get a flip phone. Like, respect to anybody that does. Mm-hmm. But shout out Margot. FaceTime. Shout out Danielle.
Yeah, I don't know. I could never do FaceTime. That. I need FaceTime.
I need it.
But you could do it on your computer.
I guess.
But still, it's not very convenient. Like my phone. Yeah, I love my phone too. It's like, ugh, wow. Imagine being in like the medieval times and then like looking literally at a phone.
Imagine like transporting somebody from like the 16th century mm-hmm. into like a Vegas nightclub.
I think Vegas, period. That's a weird, weird city.
It's like the most American city, honestly. Like people think that something like in Texas would be. Mm-hmm. No, it's Vegas. It's like everything American shoved into the desert into one long strip.
Have you ever been?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
I don't really know if I want to.
Do you remember when I had like this, I fell down a rabbit hole of looking at videos of this realtor that was talking about, and he was speculating about the like best
the market.
Yes, the best suburbs to invest in this like Las Vegas suburbs. Oh, and I was so into that.
Yes. Oh my God.
I was listening to that every night for like 3 weeks.
I was a little
weeks.
Concerned, honestly.
And I was just like talking to you about which suburbs and
everything. I know. It's like, I don't think that's a great idea.
So anyway.
But anyway, something about us. Something about us.
Yeah, exactly.
So something about us, Daft Punk.
Thank you.
Wow. Now that is Daft Punk.
Daft Punk at its finest.
At its finest. It's so, like, I love how groovy they get.
It's so good.
Like, the little, like, keyboards. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed.
I was very sad when they split.
They split?
Yeah, like, 4 years ago or something. Oh, it was, like, it was a massive thing. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't a Daft Punk fan at that time.
Oh. Well, no. Voila, you know now.
Oh, my God, on live radio, too. Devastating.
Goodbye. What? Goodbye, Daft Punk.
No. I guarantee there will be a reunion tour.
I don't think so. It would be insane. They would make so much money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There'll be a reunion tour because it's always about the money. Come on.
It's always about La Moulaga.
La Moula.
La Moula.
Exactly. Okay. Well, this next song is kind of a Switch-esque from Daft Punk. It's very much like we just transported to, I think this like came out in like the early 90s or something. I'm not very well versed, but I do love this album and it's so good. It's called When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine. And they just, I don't know, there's something about it. Again, it feels very closing credits, very much goodbye, very much teen drama. Just play it. I love it.
Thank you. That was great.
Isn't that beautiful?
It was indeed.
I love My Bloody Valentine. I always forget about them until, like, I'll go back to, like, an old playlist and I have at least, like, one of their songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back down a rabbit hole. I'm currently in it right now, actually.
Interesting.
It's so good.
So I have this great song.
Really?
It's
That's
called,
crazy.
And I,
That's insane.
And I, there's no, like, no ties with goodbyes. I just
play it.
I won't even talk about it. I just was dancing in my kitchen this morning to it, and I was really want to, you know.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah. So that's all.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely, and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
What are you talking about? Not a goodbye song. That's like literally like the ultimate goodbye
it's
song.
It's so good.
It's so, I can like totally see you in your kitchen at like 8:30 a.m. being like, once upon a time.
It was
like
that.
Screaming.
Yeah. Well, I didn't scream, but
or, like,
I was screaming.
Like mouthing, screaming
yeah,
it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would scream if I was living alone.
Yeah, well, I mean, soon you will be.
Soon I will.
Soon you will be.
I'm so excited.
And also, I have a great send-off song for you. Okay. For your, like, excursions and the most beautiful times on exchange in France.
It's gonna be fun.
You are just, like, gonna thrive so much in France. And it's just gonna be so much fun. And I'm so excited for you to come back in fourth year and just be like, tell me everything that happened, because I feel like it's just gonna be like the most insane, most like beautiful, amazing, like soul-searching time for you.
I hope so.
And I hope that this song just like brings it out.
Ugh.
And just like,
thanks, Lils.
You should listen to it while you're like on the plane.
Okay, we'll do.
I hope you do.
Sweet. Well, thank you for your good wishes. And
of course.
I mean, it was a pleasure being like add the mic with you.
Yeah. And you know what? It isn't goodbye.
It's not a goodbye.
See you later. Because we will be back in the studio together.
Indeed. I think we can close on this. Like, yeah. It's not a goodbye. It's just a see you later.
It's a see you later.
So see you folks. And
we'll see you later.
See you later.
Peace out. This one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years. Breaks up.